Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Be advised. For Pastor Scheidbach, exposing liberal lies and destroying vain philosophies of God-hating, America-despising liberals is like taking candy from a baby. All liberals are hereby cautioned. Pastor Scheidbach is about to rip one or more of your favorite lollipop notions right out of your hand. Uh-oh, too late. A liberal just lost a lollipop. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, Brain Masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Have you recovered from the shock of November 6th? Perhaps that date will join other infamous dates like December 6th or 9/11/01 or 9/11/12 as dates that mark the beginning and end of an epoch. Forever altering the trajectory of history, this one aiming us toward the end of an America founded upon self-evident truths from which our unalienable rights arise, securing freedom and liberty to something else, a new America, where lies are preferred to the truth whenever it serves the immediate interests of groups massed in sufficient numbers to form political Goliaths that rise up and mock our Christian values and beliefs. Goliaths like Obama's voter fraud machine, yeah, and the Soros billions that supports that whole network, and the unions and the teachers' associations, and Acorn and the MSM, the universities, the sex peddlers in Hollywood, and the condom dispensaries called public schools, and the pro-death crowd, and the politicians who view human beings as cattle that they keep on their pastures or their plantations, if you will, till ready to slaughter them and for their own food, all promoting a culture that produces a 73% out of wedlock birth rate among blacks, a 53% out of wedlock birth rate among Hispanics, and something to the effect of 39% of out of wedlock birth rate among whites. We are fast becoming a nation of angry bastard children who will grow up without fathers and will not learn to play well with others. Rather, they'll grow up seething with hatred and typically become antisocial. And we, the church, must aggressively get out there and reach out to these kids. But God can raise up a David to take down a Goliath, eh? Okay, that gets us started. What do we have here today? Will Petraeus redeem his character and speak the truth about Benghazi? So far, he has confirmed much of what we already knew. That's not to say his testimony that the CIA's talking points were edited to play down the fact that terrorism was known to be what was going down on 9/11/12 at our base in Benghazi in Libya, that he knew, quote, almost immediately, Al-Qaeda-linked group were responsible for Benghazi, end quote. Now, Congressman Peter King tells us that former CIA Director David Petraeus testified that he, quote, knew the Benghazi attack was terrorism, and that the talking points given to Ambassador Susan Rice were different from the ones prepared by the CIA, end quote. Huh. Petraeus testified that, quote, Rice's talking points were edited to de-emphasize the possibility of terrorism, end quote. So many questions. Did the Pentagon know about Petraeus' affair before he was appointed to CIA directorship? Did they simply not care? Which shouldn't surprise us. Why is it such a big deal for the director of the CIA to have an affair going on, but it's no big deal for the president to have an affair going on? I mean, he doesn't hold secrets or whatever. Oh, man. Okay, so did they just simply not care? Or did someone up there think this would make Petraeus vulnerable and therefore controllable? Did this backfire when it became clear Petraeus intended to blow the whistle on the truth about Benghazi? So they're laying down a cover story? You know, Petraeus is just saying this because he's angry that I fired him over his affair. You know, that sort of thing. And all who support Obama will believe it because, well, that is the truth that suits their interests. Facts don't instruct belief anymore. All that is necessary for for someone to believe something is a reason to believe it. If a person has sufficient reason to believe something, well, that becomes the basis for their beliefs, not facts. Take all the facts, for example, that have been set before the public concerning Barack Hussein Obama. All those facts piled up that compel a reasonable mind to conclude the man's an anti-American radical with Marxist leanings and Islamo-fascist sympathies. Come on. I mean, how deeply do you have to bow to the Saudi king before you... Now, any honest person would have to admit all the facts line up to support that conclusion. However, enough people have strong personal reasons to want to believe Obama has their best interests in mind. You know, that he represents hope to them for a change in their personal circumstances. You know, from being unable to afford a phone to having one given to them by the government. From having to find a job in a jobless market to having money handed to them from the government. Or you know, they need to believe America's first black president is a positive thing for America. I wish it had been. The alternative is just too hard to take. So they want to believe liberalism is all for helping the poor and the needy. So they have enough reasons to want Obama to be the president they hoped he would be. And that's all the evidence they need to believe that he is. All right, I hope you're getting the point. I'm laboring with some difficulty here to make. Perhaps not so elegantly as I might like, but here it is. Folks, the reason so many people continue to believe in Obama, is because they believe Obama is their access to the wealth of this nation. He's their meal ticket, man, if you will. Hey, they believe Obama's going to give them free health care, for example, that Obama will, well, he's going to protect welfare. You know, as if the GOP crowd's going to do anything. You know what I mean? It's just ridiculous that Obama will find a way to keep doling out the unemployment checks, and that they believe that not because there are any facts to support this belief, but because they want to believe it. They don't want to believe what the facts actually say about Obama. They believe instead what they want to believe. But like all castles made of sand, they go out to sea eventually. Thank you, Mr. Hendricks. Well, a few bits of wisdom you left behind. Obama has succeeded at building a castle made of sand in the imaginations of the hearts of many millions of foolish, simple-minded people in our country. And when reality does finally hit, it's going to hurt. The sand castles are beginning to crumble already. In Ohio, notices of decreases in welfare benefits were held back until after the election. But the amazing power of selfishness is that even while the sand is being ripped out from under their feet, these foolish Obama supporters who prefer the lying vanity of their own imagination will just go on believing in him, you know? They loathe to face the hard realities of life, which is much of the reason they're in the situation that they're in as it stands right now. I know Romney is taking some heat for his gift comments, you know, the idea that the reason he lost the election is because Obama was giving out all this largesse. He has finally finished his assessment of the election result, and he has decided it all came down to this. Much of the electorate perceived Obama as their rich Uncle Sam, you know, that Obama's promise of largesse to the blacks and to the Hispanics ultimately won the election for him. I don't think that answers the question fully, but it certainly is a factor, and it's one we had better wake up and face, Mr. Jindal. You heard me say that I am uncomfortable with the broad stroke approach to these things, saying, for example, that Hispanics are, quote, afraid of the GOP, end quote. You know, as if all Hispanics are Democrats. However, the vast majority of Hispanics are in the Democratic Party. And I have puzzled over this for many years, because not only are most Hispanics in the Democrat Party, truthfully, most of them profess to be Catholics, whose position on moral issues is contrary to that taken by the Democrats. Abortion, of course, is one big issue, and the homosexual agenda. One does wonder, how can a Hispanic person who identifies as a Catholic give his or her vote to a pro-death candidate? How do you do that? How can they close their eyes to the fact that their party supports murdering babies in the womb? Well, basically, all right, look, here's a statistic that explains some things to you. Is it 65 or 69%? I don't have time to run it down. who support Obamacare. That's way out of step with the rest of the nation, where you find most people oppose Obamacare. But something like 65% of Hispanics support Obamacare. Why? Well, it's because they want free health care. That is what Romney's looking at. He's looking at the fact that the vast majority of Hispanics voted for Obama. And I'll bet he's looking at this statistic that most of them are for Obamacare. I believe that if you were able to sound out the depths of the heart of Romney, you would find some resentment lurking there that the Tea Party didn't allow him to dangle the idea of free health care out there to get their votes, you know, like he did in Massachusetts. We'll see whether God will raise up a David to take down this Goliath, or whether he will deliver us into the hands of the Philistines for a while. That's also in the Bible, you know. An interesting analogy, by the way, considering what's going on in Israel, even as I speak. So let's wrap up this first segment with all the talk about Santa Claus syndrome. That's Romney's answer to why he lost. To the constant frustration we have in our party in the struggle between idealistic principle and cynical pragmatism. And that's the battle between those in the GOP who want to just admit that the nation does not ultimately care about murdering babies in the womb, or don't really care about the sanctity of marriage and the importance of the family, as contrasted to those who believe abandoning these issues will put the final nails in the coffin that the left has built for our American values of freedom, liberty, and justice. I mean, when freedom becomes freedom to murder babies in the womb, where is justice? And if liberty becomes licensed to pervert sexuality to the complete blurring of gender distinctions and ultimate destruction of the family in this unnatural way, well, then you could kiss liberty and justice goodbye. I think this election was stolen, however, by a combination of election fraud and failure on the part of our quasi-conservative candidate to force Benghazi into a national referendum on Obama's failure as a leader. Anyway, I've got to conclude the first segment and take a break, but think about this. If you compromise the foundation of any building, you jeopardize the structural integrity of the entire building. All our founders understood that the foundation of government of and by and for the people was the moral integrity of the people. That foundation is being destroyed. I'll be right back.
How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If you find yourself suddenly feeling like someone turned on a bright light inside your head, and this is followed by a sense of euphoria, described by some as a feeling that you have just been enveloped into the warm and comforting embrace of the truth, then you are a lights-on listener. However, if you experience sudden bursts of rage, uncontrolled trembling of the lower lip, sweaty palms, and mental disorientation, then you are definitely a lights-off listener. Now that you know what symptoms to look for, call 888-770-8000 and leave your message. Is it lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. The pastor is ready to receive your message. Your brain massage will continue in a moment.
Church is not the place to be trolling for chicks, and it's not a talent show for rockers. So if you want a rock concert, call Ticketmasters. But if you're looking for a church that takes the lordship of Jesus seriously, and you can endure sound doctrine proclaimed straight from the Bible with the preaching that tells it like it is, without fear or compromise, come to the Lighthouse, where we are shining the light of God's truth to help families safely navigate through the moral storms of our day. Call 347-9887 for more information.
Satan is called the dragon and prince of the power of the air. The devil beware. Pastor Scheinbach is on the air, swinging the sword of truth at the dragons of deceit, thrusting the blade of incisive insight into the belly of liberal lies, lies that blind men's mind in darkness. He wants to know if you have his back. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Love him or hate him, the brain masseur is going to make you think. The Thought Provocateur is available on the web. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. The Brain Massage Show is ready to go. Get ready. Your brain is about to get a massage.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheinbach, brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberty. How did it happen? Well, election fraud played a significant role in this last election, and we must aggressively address this problem. Hey, you want some honest, common sense direction for eliminating voter fraud, or at least getting it under control, okay? First, anyone on the public dole cannot vote until they are off the dole. Oh, yeah. Oh, I see those eyes rolling and the heads wagging. The principle of recusal is considered important in court cases where the jurist might have a conflict of interest. Hello? And clearly, people who are dependent upon government handouts, especially those who've made a career out of it, should have their voting privileges suspended. They ought to recuse themselves from the elections until they get off the dole. Second, obviously, voter ID must be implemented and enforced. Good night. That's the most obvious thing. Any illegal caught voting must be imprisoned for 10 years and then deported. Voter fraud must be aggressively investigated and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And I think we ought to have some three strikes thing going on there, like we do here in California. Fourth, anytime there is clear evidence of voter fraud, the votes in that district, or state for that matter, must be stricken from the tally. And if this changes the result of the election, then a recount must be undertaken, or an entirely new ballot cast before the verdict is in, so to speak. And fifth, any link between a candidate and voter fraud must immediately disqualify that candidate from the election and remove him from the election. Or, if an incumbent, he must be immediately compelled to vacate his office and possibly face charges. In a case where a candidate is voted in together with another, then both are affected in such a case. In other words, Obama and Biden must step down if there's any connection between them and voter fraud. Well, that'll get us started, yeah? Now, what does this last election mean? Does it mean that the progs, the progressives, have won? Is America in their hands now? Is it the case that we have finally become, de facto, a socialist state? Are we now the United Socialist States of America, the USSA? Remember the USSR? The Beatles love so well. Has the Beatle culture finally won? Yeah. Does it mean we have, as a nation, finally and fully abandoned the ideals of self-governance based on self-evident truths, which serve as the foundation for our liberty and justice, and ideas of justice for all? Folks, I think the evidence supports the conclusion that America has lost her moral compass. America is no longer a nation united around a core set of commonly held, clearly defined moral beliefs. I mean, we can't even agree on issues like the nature of truth. Most of our kids come from schools unsure that anything like the truth even exists. Lying is an accepted methodology, so much so that the left lies as a matter of principle, and then react with mock horror if a conservative is caught lying. Or even if a conservative inadvertently misspeaks. I mean, this is bizarre. Obama lies outright. Everyone admits it. And the left shrugs it off and in some cases even expresses admiration for his ability as a deceiver. And then contrast that to Bush 1, who said, "Read my lips, no new taxes." Remember that one? And then when he gets elected, the libs pressure him to, "Oh, come on, grow up, get real, work with us. Show you can be a big man, big enough, a big leader who will compromise, who will go along to get along, who will help us get things passed, who will get things, blah, 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 pressure, pressure." And so he does. He goes along with him. And then during his reelection bid for the second term, the left blasts him repeatedly with the image of him saying, "Read my lips, no new taxes," and chastising him, beating him up for going along with them and increasing taxes. And a lot of you fell for it. And some of you lip fibbers wonder why we despise you. The point is, our founders understood that the integrity of our system of governance depended entirely upon the integrity of we the people. I think the last election exposed the depth of the corruption that has developed in our moral foundations. Voter fraud of two kinds took away this election. First, cheating at the ballot box. And second, the great number of voters who prostituted their vote for personal gain. I mean, it comes down to bad character. It comes down to the fact that an increasing number of people in this country no longer look to God for their sustenance and help, for their blessing and guidance and all that. They look to government. If you take the word God in the Bible, out of the Bible, and replace it with the word government, you will have on your hands the progressive philosophy of life. as we withdraw from the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we remove our hearts from submission to Jesus as Lord, we come increasingly under the strong iron fist of government as sovereign Lord over every aspect and detail of your lives, even over, you know, how large a Coke you can buy in New York. As God does not bless and preserve people of low character, but rather chastises them, government comes along and takes pity upon them. Yeah. Yeah, the Bible says poverty, in most cases, poverty is a rebuke against laziness. But government comes along, takes pity upon them, sympathizes with them, and quote, unconditionally loves them, end quote. It pretends to love them. And then alleviates the pain of divine chastisement. So these people turn to the God who will bless their laziness, reward their perversity, honor their shame. And therefore, as we increase the ranks of the wicked, the ne'er-do-wells, the good-for-nothings, the men of low character, self-serving men and women, when these are elevated in the land, then the moral supports for our way of government lose their firmness and the institutions built upon them begin to crumble. The sum of our analysis is this. It is exactly what our founders warned us of. Quote, men will ultimately be governed by God or by tyrants, end quote. And this one, quote, the Constitution only gives people the right to pursue happiness. You have to catch it yourself, end quote. And, quote, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, that will herald the end of the republic, end quote. All of these from Benjamin Franklin, and then this one from Benjamin Franklin, quote, only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become more corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters, end quote. And then we have our beloved George Washington, who said, quote, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, end quote. Well, that's what he thinks about these humanists in our culture who have tried to pull us out from under God. And then you have Samuel Adams, who gives us this good advice. Quote, I conceive we cannot better express ourselves than by humbly supplicating the supreme ruler of the world, that the confusions that are and have been among the nations may be overruled by the promoting and speedily bringing in of that holy and happy period when the kingdoms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ may be everywhere established, and the people willingly bow to the scepter of him who is the Prince of Peace, end quote. Folks, the bottom line, we have forsaken the God of our fathers. We have abandoned the faith of the house of God. We have accepted Baalism, the idea that every notion of deity is included in the word God. We have watched our great Christian denominations, one after another, decay, forsaking their first love, embracing the lies of the progressive God-hating and God-denying humanists, and yet we continue to support them. We are like those whom many of us despise, those who give lip service to their beliefs, but at the end of the day cast their vote for the compromisers of their own values. And why? Well, for personal reasons, personal associations, family, friends, or perhaps there is something else connecting us to them. But whatever it is, it isn't the truth. Think about it. What we need today is to heed the advice of dear Samuel Adams, who, when governor of Massachusetts, said, quote, I conceive we cannot better express ourselves than by humbly supplicating the supreme ruler of the world, that the confusions that are and have been among the nations may be overruled by the promoting and speedily bringing in the holy and happy period when the kingdoms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ may be everywhere established, and the people willingly bow to the scepter of him who is the Prince of Peace, and that is Jesus Christ our Lord. Join me in prayer for our land. Let us invoke 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you call and let me know if you see that they are on. Call 1-888-770-8000. That is 1-888-770-8000 and leave a message on our listener response hotline. Say, lights on if you agree with what I'm saying, and lights off if you disagree. Or you can write me by email by going to our website, thebrainmassageshow.com. That's thebrainmassageshow.com, and follow the prompts. This is a great way for my podcasters, all 24,000 of you, to make contact with the brain masseur. So call me today. Lights on or lights off. I would sure like to hear from you. God bless you. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
Enjoying your brain massage experience? Do you wish everyone could? Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If you find yourself suddenly feeling like someone turned on a bright light inside your head, and this is followed by a sense of euphoria, described by some as a feeling that you have just been enveloped into the warm and comforting embrace of the truth, then you are a lights-on listener. However, if you experience sudden bursts of rage, uncontrolled trembling of the lower lip, sweaty palms, and mental disorientation, then you are definitely a lights-off listener. Now that you know what symptoms to look for, call 888-770-8000 and leave your message. Is it lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. The pastor is ready to receive your message.
The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights of the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release norepinephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. During a typical brain massage, the skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sort of sparkling effect in the brain that sometimes causes the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden bursts of energy caused by the release of glucose from energy stores throughout your body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that is the science of a brain massage.
Is going to church for you like walking on a treadmill? You keep going and going and getting nowhere? Have you and your family really grown closer to the Lord Jesus? Are you being challenged to grow in His grace? Or are you allowed to hide your lack of spiritual growth under the cover of so-called grace? Come to the church that makes a difference. Lighthouse Baptist Church, guiding families through the moral storms of our day. Call 347-9887 for more information. See our ad in the Coastal Pages directory.
Lighthouses have inspired our best songwriters, poets, and painters. They symbolize faithfulness, bravery, truth. Many families are like ships adrift in a troubled sea. A recent study showed that our teens prefer the traditional stable two-parent family modeled by Ozzy and Harriet in the 50s to the bizarre, dysfunctional family modeled by Ozzy Osbourne. But they have little hope in their marriages will last. The dominant influences in their lives reinforce the message of moral ambivalence that has destroyed so many families in America. Our peer-sensitive kids are constantly barraged by messages of disdain for Christianity. And yet, it is in Christianity that our families can find the help and support they need to achieve the family stability they desire. But there is a lighthouse for the family, shining the light of truth, piercing the darkness of deceit that has settled over our land. And that is why the word lighthouse is in our name. Visit the Lighthouse Baptist Church, 1310 West Bedaravia Road in Santa Maria. Look for the lighthouse. Call 347-9887 for more information.
For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. and go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com. The Brain Masseur is preparing to massage your brain with stimulating insights.